Today I'm here with Rick Rhodes from Massacre, the legendary Massacre. Hi Rick, and welcome to Metalsoc Finland. How your day's been so far?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me, and everything is very good. I have no complaints.
Oh great, that sounds good. Listen, today we'll talk mainly about your new album, Back From Beyond, which came out on March 24th via Century Media. But before, I'd like to ask and talk something about Massacre's past, if that's okay for you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Oh. Any questions you have?
Okay. Since the band was formed in 1984, you've reunited several times with different lineups. Without going too deep, anyhow, into the details, as the time is limited, please tell me about your decision to get back together in 2011.
It was really a coincidence, so it was nothing pre-planned in any way, shape, or form. So all came about on Facebook. It was just a message from a friend of Terry Butler's, and Terry Butler messaged me and said, "Hey, do you have a singer?" And that's pretty much how it all started, because Terry had some shows for Massacre and there wasn't a Massacre band going on.
Yes.
So me and Terry were talking a little bit about doing this, and this was just doing some songs from Beyond, and no plans of reforming or new songs or anything like that. At that time, it was very, very, like I said, very much a coincidence.
Yes. Okay. And now you are truly, let's say, back from Beyond for good, I hope.
Oh, We're definitely going to fulfill our contract with Century Media Records. We have 3 records to do with them, so that's definitely a plan on finishing out our contract.
Yes.
And doing 3 brand new Massacre records with all brand new music.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, we have a really good, tight unit. We get along very well. But just like anybody else, people have, you know, they don't agree on everything, but that's just human nature. So
yeah,
we've already gone through that. We're all adults. We can talk about things and get things out in the open.
Yes.
So the key factor is having a good tight unit and writing good music.
What are your strongest points as a band?
I think the strongest points of any band is just the band being a strong point together.
Mm, yes.
So I think we make a solid unit, the 4 of us. So I would guess say that would be the strong point would be the band itself, the 4 of us making the unit.
Yes, yes, yes. And as you said earlier, that now you are adults, you can talk about everything. So that gives, let's say, the family-like thing.
Correct.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes, that's indeed very important. Still in the past, in January 2012, you performed on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise. And there were, as you mentioned, we were talking about already the Century Media, some staff of the label on that cruise. And you were offered a record deal right away. So that was love in the first sight.
Once again, another very large coincidence.
Yes.
We just happened to have a new song.
Yeah.
We just happened to get the cruise. Very great thanks to Trevor Perez from Obituary.
Yeah.
He's the one that made the phone call to Andy Pilar at 70,000 tons of metal, and they needed a band at the last minute. And we got the phone call 5 days before the cruise. So
great.
We just happened, like I said, we just happened to have one new song, and we did, you know, a handful of the From Beyond songs and this new song.
Yeah.
And after the show on the cruise, I believe it was a Wednesday evening in the Spectrum Lounge, it was an earlier show. After the show, they congratulated us and were saying how good we sounded and met everybody. And then I just went and sat down, and Terry came over about an hour later and said that Century Media wanted to, you know, do a handshake deal with us.
Oh.
And they would have contracts.
Yes.
For us. They got back. So it's very, very flattering, very out of the blue, and it's very cool.
Oh, indeed, you know, the best possible way to start or to come back, let's say. And then, in fact, right after the cruise, you released the limited edition Condemned to the Shadows, 7-inch EP in 2012, always through Century Media, as teaser for your comeback studio album. What about fans? How they welcomed you back with this EP?
It seemed to be very, very positive. Once again, the EP was another coincidence. We just happened to have two songs recorded, and I was thinking it would be cool to just, you know, do some CDs and hand them out for free to like a CD teaser kind of thing. And right away, Century Media was ready to take the songs and put them on vinyl, which I was like, okay, that's really cool because that doesn't happen every day.
And no.
So it was a very, once again, everything has been such a coincidence.
Oh, that's
not, you know what I mean? But it's they're very cool coincidences. But as far as answering your question, the fans have been very, very responsive, very positive at all the live shows. It's been very positive. Yeah. After the show, sitting, talking with the fans, very positive feedback on the internet. Just positive feedback everywhere. I mean, there's some people that don't like it, and for their own reasons and this and that, but that's humanity.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's true. And now to your new album, Back From Beyond. Talking about the songs and themes, what can you tell me about the songwriting process or how they were born, let's say, the new songs?
Well, pretty much, I mean, the band pretty much wrote all the songs together. Me and Mike Mazzanetto, the drummer,
You know,
we live in Orlando and Terry and Ed live in Tampa, so you have a little bit of over an hour drive depending on traffic. So it's a lot more convenient for me and Mike to get together and just like throw some ideas around, record them, and then present them to the other guys. And if they want to change something or if we want to rearrange something, me and Mike put down a little basic format. No, but Mike Mazzanotto, you know, wrote the opening riff, or the main riff in the opening song, As We Wait to Die.
Yes.
That main riff was written by Mike.
Yeah.
So, the drummer. And Terry Butler, I can't think of the name of the song now, of course.
I have here the list.
False Revelation, I believe it is.
Yes.
I can't remember what it is. Anyway, Terry Butler wrote a song himself on there and presented it to the band.
Yes.
So but overall it's a band thing. Everybody does everything together. Ed writes all the lyrics. So and this was new to him too, because we presented him a bunch of new music that he wrote, that he had to write lyrics to, because he also is a very, very good bass player, and he sings and plays bass in another band of his own called Destined to Ruin in Tampa. Yeah. So that's how I recognized him and knew who he was to approach him as far as like playing with Massacre. So, because I didn't even know his name when that happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry that I got off the subject, but.
No. You can freely say what you feel too. It's very interesting to know the backgrounds and everything, how everything happened, really.
But so. it's more or less, it's always a band effort before a song is given the thumbs up and before you record it.
Yeah.
So it's all together. It's just done in a process. That's all.
Yeah, that's true. And the title refers to your debut album, From Beyond, which came out in 1991. But music-wisely, are there other connections to it?
As far as Back From Beyond and From Beyond?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I think the only connection is just something that's been dormant for many years, just coming back, you know, stronger, more powerful and ready.
Yes. And, you know, in these past weeks, I've been listening to the album several times. And it tells me that you've returned to the roots of your early 90s trademark sound, old school at its purest form. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's just what came out.
Yeah.
It's really amazing when you play with certain musicians, what just comes out.
So that tells also that you have found very well the spirit that everything, you know.
Oh, 100%, yes. That's right. Back 100% for sure.
That's great news. And how would you describe the album with three words?
Brutal, powerful, and aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I fully agree on that. It really, I mean, it captured me right away, you know, from the first, very first sounds.
Thank you. I'm happy you like it. Thank you very much.
I really do. And then the album was recorded and mixed by Tim. And sorry, I can't pronounce his surname.
Vasquez.
Okay, Vasquez.
Yeah.
Of GGM Studios in Florida.
Right, CGM Studios, yeah, Altamont Springs.
Yes. So what would you like to tell me about this cooperation and how were the studio sessions?
Well, myself and Mike have known Tim for many, many, many years. He's been in the local Orlando, Florida scene for 10 years plus. He's a guitar player, also does backing vocals, and then he also got into the band before Massacre when I started kind of getting back into the metal thing called M Incorporated.
Yeah.
He put the guitar down and actually was playing bass in that project. But he's the studio owner, he's the producer, the engineer, the all-around guy, and a very, very good friend.
Yeah.
So when this big coincidence happened with Massacre and then the Cruise and Century Media Records, and we're like, oh, this is real, you know?
Yes.
I spoke to Ed and Terry because me and Mikey, we were already sold on, you know, having Timmy do the recording.
Yeah.
So we spoke with Ed and Terry, and we got down and spoke with Timmy, and we worked everything out and wanted to keep it in the family instead of running off and doing something, even though there's very good studios out there.
Yeah.
When you don't know somebody, it's a little different as far as a comfort factor, and it's a whole different atmosphere. It takes a long time to get to know somebody, and their, you know what I mean, their demeanor,
yes,
and how they,
yes,
accept it.
And maybe you lose also some time, you know, just trying.
A lot.
Yes.
100% time. Yes. Creativity, yeah, time, getting things done for. Anyway, so we had already recorded 11 songs with M Incorporated at the studio, at CGM Studios with Tim. And, you know, like I said, he was playing bass on the project. And it was a very, very cool experience. It's a very laid back studio. Tim's a very laid back guy, a very smart guy. He's a mad scientist on getting things done and troubleshooting and getting good sounds. And it's not a very, very fancy studio. It's just only in like an industrial type park. But the main A room is very nice and done up well. But I'm sure there's plans for CGM Studios to expand in the future. So, but it was overall a great experience. Tim Vasquez is a great guy. I would recommend any genre of music, metal, rock, whatever. You want to come to Florida and get a good recording done, and, you know, it's a nice place. It's sunny. The beach is here.
I've been there for 4 times, so I do know. It's
right.
A nice place, yes.
So, but yeah, it's a great place, and Tim's a great,
yes,
guy.
Yes. And how much time you spent in the studio in all?
It was kind of like I said, Terry and Ed don't live in Orlando.
Yes,
so
yeah.
And Timmy at that time had a, you know, a full-time job to where he had to go and do other stuff. So I would say if you put all the time together, even though it was kind of like sporadic, I don't know, I'd say a month.
Okay, that's,
you know,
not
30 days, you know, yes, a little over 30 days maybe.
Yeah, okay, that's reasonable, very reasonable, yeah. And listen, before the album came out, you released 2 tracks for streaming, As We Wait to Die and Shield of the Sun. And, of course, the video for the title track, Back from Beyond. And what can you tell me about the feedback? Okay, now the album is out, but before it came out, concerning these tracks and video that you released before?
I would say between 75-80% on the positive side.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, like I said, there's your negative comments and the people that don't like it, and people,
yes,
have some people say they don't like the video, but they really like the song. And then,
yeah,
and then as far as the other songs go, people say it's nothing special, nothing new, da-da-da. Which is fine, because it's nothing special and nothing new. It's something that is being reborn again, that's already been,
yes,
done for many, 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 many years. And we're just doing what we do. So we're not trying to restart death metal, or that we're going to change the sound of death metal. And that's what everybody's expecting. Oh, Massacre's going to come out. If that's what they're expecting, they're wrong.
Yes.
So
the
traditional death metal fans and fans of Massacre, death metal, speed metal, thrash metal, whatever you want to call it, the genre that we are in, they're going to enjoy it. They're going to like it. It's powerful live. I mean, we're not a bunch of guys that run around on the stage like that. We just get up music. We're individuals, and it sounds like the record.
Yes.
It's It sounds it's just louder and a little more powerful live, but it's not going to sound wimpy.
Yeah, but it sounds good. And in fact, the idea for the video, for me, I liked it very much. And it was very strong, the story, the cartoon. First of all, why you chose to make it as a cartoon? And if you like to tell something about these guys who created the animation, Nick Johnson, Ryder McLean, and produced by Eric Grief and Doc Cook, and edited, directed by always this Doc Cook. So what can you tell me about the idea and whose idea it was?
I think overall the idea was a collaboration of Eric and Doug, of Eric Grief and Doug Cook, because they're very good friends. They live in the same state. We're living in the same city. They both live in Canada. Don't know exactly where they're at. So basically, Eric approached the band and said, hey, I've been talking with a friend of mine, Doug Cook, who's a really good animation video guy, and he's interested in doing an animated video for you guys.
Yeah.
And you know, doing me a favor and helping us out. Why not? You know what I mean? Go for it and let's check it out. So I think it's great. It makes me smile.
I laugh.
I think of Scooby-Doo. I think of vampires. I think of...
That's true.
It's novelty. It's very retro. It's like a comic book meets... It's like a combination of all kinds of things. You know, people say, oh, it's a ripoff of Dust Till Dawn. I've never even seen that. Mm. So I don't even have a clue what that's about. I'm flattered that I'm a cartoon character. You know what I mean? So that's pretty cool all on its own. So, yeah. But yeah, the overall idea, though, to answer your question, was definitely a collaboration of Eric Grief and Doug Cook. Yes. As far as the other two guys, I don't know those guys, but I know they did a great job of putting a lot of time for us and did us a huge favor. And I think it's great.
Yes.
We'll probably use them again.
Great. So next video is another cartoon.
I won't say 100% that, but I'm going to guarantee there'll be another animated video for Massacre Yoga.
By the way, can you reveal me the name for the next video?
If I knew it, I would tell you, but I have no idea.
Okay, that was a lucky try. I tried.
No, really, if there would be talk about it, I would totally tell you. I have no reason.
But anyhow, it will come out still this year.
I would think so. I would think it would come out before the end of the year. We haven't even really started talking about it. We've thrown some ideas around, but nothing, not a song title or anything like that. We'll see. We don't know.
Okay.
It could be something that's already out there, released, you know, or it could be something new from the record. We don't know yet.
Okay. We will see then. And by the way, what is or are your favorites in this album?
I really enjoy playing all the songs. I mean, I enjoy playing the old songs from Beyond, especially, you know, we just, the way the band is going right now, it's just everything is enjoyable. I don't get bored with any of it, and I like them all. I mean, there's, you know, we wrote them all together as a band. I mean, of course, there's more aggressive and more powerful songs.
Yes.
They're very simple. Anybody that could make a power chord, you know, any metal guitar player can sit down and play it.
Your fans, for sure, couldn't wait to have the album in their hands. But what are the arguments for all the old-school lovers to go and buy it, too?
Well, they can check it out online for free, so they don't even have to go buy it. They can go listen to it, and if they don't like it, then don't go buy it.
Oh.
And then if they want to come see the band live, they can come see the band live. But the whole thing is, we're a band. This isn't a tribute. This isn't a Massacre cover band because we have just wrote 13 brand new songs and we already have half the next record already written. So we're definitely a songwriting machine. And like I said, we're going to fulfill our 3-album contract to Century Media Records. That's definitely a goal for the band. Stay together.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be fired. Not in my eyes, you know what I mean? We've already gone through issues or whatever that's going to go through. And if that hasn't happened already stuff really isn't happening, I don't see it happening when it gets even more positive if you have your head on straight.
Yes. And the next album, you said that it's basically ready, I mean the songs. So it will come out still this year, maybe?
Definitely.
At the beginning of next year,
definitely not the beginning of next year. But no, it's not all written, but there's definitely pretty close to getting to the halfway point, and We don't have a title or anything like that, but it'll be some definitely in 2015, but not early 15.
Okay.
I think Massacre is really has a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of touring. I mean, like our first tour is coming up at the end of this month. We leave on the 30th just for 10 shows. Mm. And we're already getting close to the middle of the year already, and this record just came out. So I think we're going to continue to tour for Back From Beyond into the new year, because we'll be expanding out, doing bigger tours, coming to different countries. You know, because people are like, well, how come you're not coming here, and how come you're not coming there? Well, just these 10 shows right now all evolved from one show.
Yes.
We had one show in the UK, so we spoke to our lawyer, we spoke to our booking agency and said, hey, the guys are going to be out there. How about try and put something together to keep them busy and get the fans to come out?
Yeah.
So that's what we did. So we didn't have a whole bunch of time because, you know, Terry Butler also plays in Obituary. So we're going to have to schedule around both bands or both bands tour together.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something special like that will happen one day. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, but definitely a lot of touring. So, and like I said, Back From Beyond will definitely be touring this record well into 2014 to 2015. But I'm not saying that the new record won't already be recorded maybe and finished.
Yeah.
But it's not going to come out till, you know, a good, you know, maybe mid 2015.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even say. I'm saying too much now, but it'll all be factual. I have nothing to hide.
I won't tell anybody.
I don't need to be secretive about that, because we're very proud of the band, and we're all proud of each other, and it's just beginning. So hopefully we'll stay healthy and we'll be able to continue and have a good time.
Great. We will talk still about the touring, but the cover art created by Toshihiro Ekawa, featuring a very nasty-looking guy coming back from beyond. What would you like to tell me about the cover art?
Well, for the time that Yoshi had, because it was Ed Refka, the original artist from Beyond, was supposed to do the new record.
Yeah.
And a lot of time went by, and there were just certain issues with certain things, legalities and this and like that. And we're like, okay, we don't have any time. So I thank God Terry Butler found out who Yoshi was from somebody, or Terry knew who he was, and Terry messaged him and gave him some ideas. And that's what he came back with on some roughs, and it looked pretty good, and it only got better, and it got better. And it just represents what we're trying to represent in a perspective. And we kept the same creature to keep it tied in together. And
it makes
sense to me. It's just coming back from beyond, and it's just crushing everything. So
yes.
We just plan on, you know, going on tour and being a Florida superpower and do what we do. He did a great job. No, he really didn't have that much time.
Yeah.
He did it for the time that he had. It's really, really great. He's very proud of it, and we're very proud of it as well.
Great. Great. And now about the touring. Recently, as you mentioned, you announced European tour dates starting in May. For 10 shows in UK, Germany, the Netherlands and Belgium. Of course, my personal interest is the country where I live right now in Italy. And then, of course, my home country, Finland. The Scandinavia and the other countries in the Europe. So you said that you will tour very much this year, of course, for promote this album. But we want to see you also in Italy.
I can guarantee you there'll be some shows in Italy before the end of this year. I would definitely say yes.
Great. Great.
If not definitely into the new year, but I don't see why not this year. I think that we will be able to get a full European tour before the end of 2004. It's definitely a plan, 100%.
Great, great. I will keep my eyes and ears open for that.
And Finland. And
yes.
Finland as well. All the where, wherever we could play, we want to play everywhere. I mean, why not?
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Great.
And Rick, we are nearly at the end, but if you let me ask a couple of personal questions. Not too personal, but anyhow, what are your personal favorite bands you are listening to?
Nowadays?
Yes, nowadays or lately, let's say.
Look, I listen to a lot of stuff. I'm just trying to think what I really like the new Alice in Chains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like as far as like local bands here, as far as metal bands go, Death Before Dying, very strong band. Destined to Ruins, very strong band. Generic Christ. Druid Lord, Black Tide's Roll. These are all Florida bands, just really, really good bands that have been around a lot of years and stuff. So I listen to a lot of demo stuff, you know, or little records and stuff that they put out. But as far as, like, you know, bands, I listen to old school Slayer, Venom, Sodom, Possessed, Dark Angel. I'm so excited that Dark Angel's back together again. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
So, and we're playing together in the Netherlands, so we'll get to see them. They're not gonna, we're not gonna get to see them play, but they'll get to see us play, and we'll get to hang out. So that's gonna be cool.
Great. And going back to your childhood, how and when you and metal got together?
I've never been asked that question, so that's kind of, because I started playing guitar through to, like, you know, Steve Miller and Ace Frehley. So I guess Kiss was a little metal, but as far as metal, I would say...
Yes, or hard rock or anyhow, let's say alternative.
1980, I was, you know, between like 12 and 13 years old, I was getting in, started listening to a lot of Judas Priest, Iron Maiden.
Yes.
Black Sabbath, of course. But then, you know, Ted Nugent, also Aerosmith, Leonard Skinner, Blackfoot, Molly Hatchet. I was just a big variety. I'm really into Southern rock and doom, between Southern, doom, metal, anything to do with guitar.
Yes.
But it has to be kind of riffy and not happy. You know what I mean? But I like Southern twang, and I like a lot of stuff. So
yeah,
very, very versatile.
Yeah, and that time you studied also to play guitar, or how was...
I picked up the guitar probably about 14, just not really knowing what I was doing. I actually picked up bass. I bought a bass guitar first, and then I really couldn't hear it without an amp. So that kind of got really boring. And then I traded it in for a six string, and I could hear it a little better. And then I figured out how to rig up some speakers with this little thing, and, you know.
Yeah.
So I would say, and then I met Chuck Schuldiner in late 1982, and we were like, I don't know, 15 and a half, almost 16 years old. And then we all dropped out of high school. And that's when I really, because I played in another band and actually wrote some original stuff called Hidden Force was my first band. And that was like 1982.
Yeah.
And then I met Chuck at a party in late 82. And then me, him, and Cam all dropped out of high school and spent 7 days a week in his garage writing. We were playing Sabotage songs, you know, Slayer songs.
Yes.
Even Live Wire from Motley Crue, and we couldn't play any shows around here. There was nowhere to play. So anyway, I get way off the subject, but I just pretty much that just led up to meeting Chuck.
Yeah,
we hit it, you know, it really did, all that whole metal thing, me growing up. And it was only like 2 years, and I got into it at like 14. I started playing guitar, sort of writing like my own riffs and stuff at like 16. And then I met Chuck, and then we started playing in a band, and we couldn't play anywhere because it was all cover bands here. So
nobody
understood what we were doing. So,
But what if, I mean, the hypothetical question, what if the music wouldn't exist in your life? What would you do?
If I really never, if it never grabbed me the way it did, I would say something sports oriented, or drag racing, motors, cars, you know what I mean? As far as profession, because...
Yes. Anyhow, with speed.
Really, excuse me? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the speed, yes.
And for cooking, I'm really, you know, culinary, I like cooking too.
So what is the favorite plate?
No favorite. Just, you know, easy, simple stuff, anywhere from like Mexican to Italian to a steak or some fish, or, you know what I mean? Nothing really fancy, or pasta dishes, you know.
Oh, that would be another topic that we can make another interview.
We could do it in the kitchen, and I can cook it up.
Oh, great. Sounds good, but I'm already on my red wine, so that's good. Listen, Rick, I would like to go on and on talking with you, because, you know, there would be so many, many other things to ask. But now the last question, and the word is yours. How would you like to close this interview? And what would be your message to your fans out there?
It's a huge honor to even be back in the metal scene. Had no idea it was going to happen. So it's more exciting because it's just, and it's so flattering. So I just want to thank the people that have really been fans of Massacre and fans of whatever myself and Terry Butler have been involved in. And now that we have two new members, you know, with Ed Webb and Mike Mazzanetto.
Yes.
just embrace these guys. They're really good people, and I think you're going to really enjoy the record.
Yes.
You know, you're going to enjoy the band live. We're going to, you know, hopefully do some really cool tours with some really cool bands, so it'll be, like, enjoyable for everybody, you know, including the bands doing something really cool. So just keep your eyes and ears open for Massacre coming to your town or your country in the next in the next years, for sure. We're going to be around, you know, as long as we stay healthy, we're ready to go, and we're writing music, and we're stronger than ever, so we'll see you soon.
Great. Sounds very good, Rick. And I thank you very much for this chat, and I wish you all the best for this springtime and this starting tour season. And hope to see you here in Italy, and of course everywhere.
No, I thank you very much, and I appreciate your time and taking the time to do this. It's an honor, and it's very flattering.
My honor, my pleasure, Rick. Have a nice day, have a nice evening, and cheers.
You do the same. Cheers, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, see you soon. Bye-bye, Rick. Bye.